News starts right now.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
We were just singing this over the break, I had to find it.
This is way better than the ghetto something something you was playing earlier. I was like, what is happening in my life? And where are the Beatles? That's right.
Take it up with Andrew.
I will. But you know what? Brent Lane just walked by. Do y'all know how cool that guy is? He's the coolest cat. He's the coolest cat. So here we are. Andrew McKay left us. Whatever. And here I am. Like, you know what? Only leavers leave, and that's fine. Just leave. That's fine. It's fine. So here I am, guest hosting. I've had a couple of people on with me today. Chip Simmons just left. He had Whitney Lucas, his chief of staff, and Ronnie Rivera, his community director, or I don't know what his specific title is. All things community engagement is what Ronnie does. And they talked about a lot of things, but one thing I want to remind you of is you can go to EscambiaCSF.org, EscambiaCSF.org, and you can give to the Blazer Academy and help these young kids. Whitney said it costs $1,000 a kid to go through the program, and all of this is all privately funded. So it's coming up time to start a new academy, and we would love your support. I say we because there's a mouse in my pocket, but I am not a sworn officer. I don't work for the sheriff, but my husband is on the foundation board, which is the nonprofit arm that funds all of these programs that you would be giving to. So get your checkbook out and give me all your money. It's a stick up. I have you surrounded.
Dylan went through Blazer a few years ago.
He did. Speaking of, there's my friend here. Jennifer Harrison is in the studio with us now. She's going to try very hard to keep the train on tracks. She's going to try very hard to keep me in line.
Good luck on that one.
That's a funny joke,
I've been
Michelle.
Trying to do it all morning.
I know. Poor guys. So now you got backup, John. You got backup.
Thank you.
You got backup, and here we are. We are just sitting here chatting about what Jennifer has been up to in the community. She is a part of a lot of things and a lot of different things. She's everywhere and anywhere at any given time. And you just recently did a big event at West Pensacola Elementary School with our friend Kevin Stevens and United Rentals.
Yep.
And tell us about that event.
So I volunteer with Ready Kids.
Ooh, what's Ready Kids?
So kindergarten readiness. And oh. I'm actually a reading pal. So I go into the classroom and I have a little kiddo that I mentor every.
What's your kiddo's first name?
Amari.
Amari. Okay.
And he's 5 years old and.
Super cute. Is he so
super
cute? Is he so
cute? He misses me every time I get to see him. He's like, I missed you. And we read for 45 minutes or play a game or write his name and do the alphabet, whatever works that day. We finally got through an actual story last week. But because of Ready Kids, I decided to do a coat drive for all of the little kiddos.
How many kids are that?
Right now it's at 254, and that's in 8 schools that have pre-K in their classrooms. There's 2 classes per school.
So you're doing coats for all the little pre-K
yes.
kids so that
yes.
they can be ready for the winter.
Yes. And we did coats and actually games as well.
That's so, right. You said United mm-hmm. Rentals got games for all
so
the kids.
So United Rentals came on board. My friend Amanda Hughes and her team came out, and they helped get the games. Myself and Kevin, as well as you, helped, and many other people who have sent me jackets that I don't even know where they're coming from sometimes. Sent me jackets so we could get them to the kiddos. So we didn't have a chance to deliver to all the kids before Christmas, which is fine because the really cold days are still coming. But we were able to go into the classroom, West Pensacola Elementary, and be at their little Christmas party, make snowmen. Kevin read a story to them. We gave out the jackets and the games, and they were just all excited.
That's
and,
so cool.
Yeah, and the principal was so happy. So now, after all that, we're going to adopt the school to some capacity this year.
Awesome. Let's go to John with traffic on the 5s.
Look at you. I'm so proud of you. Professional here. All right. Oh, it's not your birthday, but
we're party anyway.
Yeah, yay. There we go. All right. So no accidents to report to you right now, but we're still dealing with a traffic light out at 9 1/2 Mile Road and Highway 29. So definitely use caution in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video, January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
So 56 years ago, 1969, Panama City, Florida, a guy named Robert Peden was hot. It was the summer in Florida, and he was hot, and he wanted to be not hot. So he learned how to do air conditioning, and he thought, well, if I can do this for me, maybe I can do this for other people. So he started a company, Peden Air Conditioning, eventually heating and air conditioning, then eventually plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, and then eventually electrical, plumbing, heating, air conditioning. And they take care of all of that stuff these days, and they expanded all the way east to Tallahassee, into the eastern time zone, all the way west in the last couple of years, across the state line into Alabama. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast, they take care of you with professional installation, good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work. And right now, if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden's $89 smart home consultation, their licensed professionals design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Calling all nonprofits. If you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Had a webcam in the studio, people could enjoy the dancing and all that stuff.
Is it time for me to talk? Am I supposed to talk right now?
Well, you know, if you want to.
Talk, sing, whatever.
In the house.
We need to get you to dance on the house floor. That would be fun.
We've done that. It's on video.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Come on, guys. You know I represent District 1. All right.
Number one.
There can be only one. This music is cool. It's got me going. Way better than the ghetto Christmas song. I can't.
Hey, now easy.
How come you didn't play I Shot the Sheriff whenever the sheriff came on?
Because that wasn't his theme song.
No, he doesn't even like that song.
I know.
But it would have been funny to play it.
He has his own song that he picked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you play it for him?
Well, that was the Elvis song you complained about.
Oh, and he didn't even say anything.
That was his song.
Oh, that is so funny, y'all. Chip is so funny. It's not a ghetto song. LOL, stop. My husband is texting me, telling me to stop. He's telling me to behave.
It's a James Brown song.
But it's Christmas in the ghetto.
Should we play it for you again?
Yes, play it.
Okay, hang on a second. Wait, no. Just hang on.
I want to hear this Christmas in the ghetto song that you keep telling me. My husband tells me I'm wrong. He doesn't realize that I'm always right.
Right.
But he hasn't learned that by now?
He hasn't learned that yet?
No, it's been 20 years and he still argues.
I think he believes it.
Oh, he does.
See, that's the problem.
It starts with hope.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto.
Come on.
Santa Claus.
Get it, Santa.
Go straight to the ghetto.
Take that, Philip. Take that, Philip Edward Salzman.
The kids are gonna love you so.
That's right.
Leave a toy.
Leave a toy.
And what he forgets is you have a microphone.
Leave a dog.
That's the story of his life.
Oh, okay.
I always get the microphone. Jennifer.
Yes.
See, my friend Jennifer, if she's not telling me to be quiet, it can't be too bad.
Yeah, right. I was going to let you go with this one.
I mean, I appreciate it. We were yodeling earlier. You missed it. Mm. Maybe you didn't miss it.
Sorry.
You didn't miss
Sorry
much.
I wasn't in for that one.
So I'm Michelle Salzman. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio today, and I am way more entertaining, way more fun, prettier, and all the things. He might be a little bit better at the job, though, and he probably gives you real news, unlike me. I'm not giving you the real news. I'm giving you my news, the news that I care about. What I want to talk about is what you're going to hear. Don't turn it off. You have to listen. It's required. I'm telling you.
By law.
By the law. I write the law. I make the law.
Exactly.
I'm just here to tell you that. I'm here to tell you that. So that's what's going on. We just got through talking about some West Pensacola stuff. Jennifer Harrison and Kevin Stevens and United Rentals are going to be adopting this school and doing more work with them. The need is really big over there on the west side, but we are not on the west side over here. We are in the north end of Pensacola right now. This is actually my district here at the University Mall. I had to say that even though that's not what it's called.
Wow.
Isn't it fun?
Bringing it
but
back.
It will
Way
always
back.
Be University Mall.
It will always be. It'll always
I have to
be.
Say
I used
that.
To hang out there in high school.
Right there with you.
See, and the movie theater that was in there.
Oh,
I used to go to
it was
the
a good
there.
Movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
See? Oh, taking us back.
The so good old days.
What's coming up? We got Mardi Gras coming up in January, February. And then what you got going on, Jennifer? What's next in the world? I mean, you serve on a lot of boards. You're a member of a lot of organizations. What are y'all looking forward to in the new year?
For me personally, just giving back and finding more ways I can do that. So,
well, I believe that because you're always trying to
that's,
like you can't.
That's
you,
my heart. That's
you did
I
West
do.
Pensacola, and then you showed up at Lincoln Park. I was like,
I did,
and you were the cutest ever in that Grinch costume. It wasn't
was,
a costume.
I was on the
outfit.
Radio that day in my Grinch outfit as well.
Oh, it was so cute. Yeah. I was like, I felt bad because I wasn't dressed up. I was like, I showed up. At least I got here.
I even had Grinch lights on.
Yes, you did.
I did. I
you
was
were
blinky.
Super cute. So, you serve with Ready Kids. We talked about that. Tell me about the foundation board, the Escambia County Public.
So, yeah, I'm on the Escambia County Public School Foundation Board. So that is a definite working board. It's actually one of my favorites because we actually do a lot of things with giving back to the teachers, making sure they're good to go, you know, anything we can do to support students, kids, teachers, parents, all of that. So
the Public School Foundation is the funding arm, kind of like what the Sheriff's Foundation is for the Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. The public school system, a government agency, is not allowed to take outside dollars.
Right.
They can't take donations. So in order to get donations from people that want to give in the community, you have to have a nonprofit for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Escambia County Public School Foundation is that extension arm, that nonprofit.
Yep.
I've been on that board for about a decade now. I have a proxy that goes to the board meetings for me because I'm usually in Tallahassee, but the organization is a good organization. They do a lot of stuff for the teachers. They do a lot of stuff for the kids, and we do awards and grants for really
grants,
cool programs.
Grants for Excellence is good.
Yep,
we're doing our site visits the next few months, and tools for teachers, making sure the teachers have school supplies, things like that. So
yeah, it's a good organization, we have a really good executive director over there. Joe MacArthur does a good job, and now it's time for Traffic on the Five.
Wow, Traffic on the Fives. Here we go. still dealing with the traffic light out at 9 and 1/2 mile road at Highway 29. I-10, I-110, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, we had traffic on the fives, and now we're back. We have a few more minutes before we go up to David, who's going to give us actual news, probably. We're over here talking about...
probably.
We're talking about local news and local ongoings here. I've had a lot of great people in today. We've had a lot of great conversations about just the philanthropic community that we have. And so talking about January, what's next? We got Mardi Gras coming up. We're getting ready for the Grants for Excellence stuff. You know, Impact 100, mm-hmm. It's time to join mm-hmm. if you have not joined. And then yep. What else we got coming up in the January, February months? Anything exciting?
I don't know. I'm still getting my year planned for next year.
I know. That's so funny. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I used to, but they're not. I actually do goals more than resolutions, so I'm trying to plan it out for the year of what I want to accomplish. So it's not really a resolution, it's more just goals, things I need to do.
I'm the same way, but I only do things that I can actually obtain.
That's what I'm working on this year, because every year I do not get through what I write down. So this year I'm going to make them attainable goals, smart goals.
I like that. What about you, John?
Do I make goals? Yeah, I try.
New Year's resolutions?
I try, yeah. But I don't know how long they're going to last.
I support that message.
It's hard.
It's the effort.
It's hard.
It is.
Life gets in the way.
It does.
And especially, I have a 15-year-old, so especially, yeah.
You blink and it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, I got a 21 and 18-year-old, so I completely understand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what my goals will be this year. I think just a survive session.
Yeah, that's a good one for this year.
Hopefully it's not going to be that long.
Session plus session.
Yeah,
plus session. Yeah. Yep.
Let's pray for one session.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I know.
There'll be more than one.
Wishful thinking.
It's not Obi-Wan. There can be only one. Nope, it's more. yeah. It's more. We've been prepping for that. We've been fundraising a lot extra now instead of later. We're going to do as much as we can before session kicks off, because during session you can't fundraise. Mm-hmm. So we got to get ready, because we're all up for re-election, mm-hmm. And we got to be ready for that. And you can't be ready if you don't have the money to do it. So that's what we're looking at. We're just going to keep collecting the checks and traveling around and meeting with folks and learning what's important to them. And we'll see where it takes us. But hopefully only one session, but probably more than one. Mm. So
it happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Dave coming up soon. Can we break to him?
Yeah.
Good.
David in the newsroom.
Is it okay?
Hello. Absolutely. Want some headlines here? Fraudulent job applications from people in North Korea have reportedly spiked 27% in the past year. That information from Amazon and their chief security officer.
He said they use identity theft, including hacked LinkedIn accounts, to try to trick recruiters into giving them work. They do that by remotely controlling laptops situated in the U.S. to try to mask their overseas presence.
And that's William Denslow reporting there. Now, in a LinkedIn post, Stephen Schmidt said Amazon had blocked 1,800 applications from suspected North Korean operatives since April of 2024. And he says the applicant's objective is typically to get hired, then funnel the wages back into the regime's weapons programs. President Donald Trump says it was Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's idea for him to serve as the special envoy to Greenland. During his speech Monday at Mar-a-Lago, the president said that Landry pitched the idea, arguing Greenland should be U.S. territory due to national security reasons, not for minerals. And Landry says he is looking forward to having talks with the leaders of Greenland. And he also plans to bring apparently some Cajun food to the table for those meetings. Sports news. Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for a couple of games after an altercation with a fan on Sunday during their game and win over Detroit. Metcalf was seen arguing and possibly swinging during the game. And President Trump calling it a big step in rebuilding America's military power. From Palm Beach yesterday, the president announcing plans for that new fleet of Trump-class battleships. He says they'll be the most lethal warships ever put to
sea. They'll help maintain American military supremacy, revive the American shipbuilding industry, and inspire fear in America's enemies all over the world.
And the president says the plan starts with 2 ships, followed by 8 more, long-term goal of building about 25 of them. 8:31. We'll have your local news in 1 minute right here on Fox News, or right here on News Radio 92.3, right after Fox News.
I'm Therese Crowley. Waiting on a Santa Claus rally after the economy grew at a surprising pace in the third quarter, GDP at 4.3%, capital goods orders higher than expected, and President Trump ordering up a Golden Fleet, the first battleships America's built in 30 years.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's my great honor to announce that I have approved a plan for the Navy to begin the construction of 2 brand new, very large, largest we've ever built, battleships.
While U.S. Southern Command confirmed another lethal strike on a drug boat in the Pacific. Nobody wants impeachment for Christmas, and with Democrats targeting Attorney General Pam Bondi, she's released 11,000 more photos and documents from the Epstein files on the dead sex offender. Former President Bill Clinton wanted his released, so there's no guilt by insinuation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 56 degrees. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Of course, we will get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson from Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Attorneys for former Escambia County Deputy Greg Nesmith say they've discovered an altered Florida Highway Patrol homicide report. Nesmith is charged with vehicular homicide and the deaths of 2 Alabama teenagers that were hit on Perdido Key Drive back in July. According to a Studio 850 report, defense counsel says the FHP traffic homicide investigation report was modified between July and November, and that is months after the original investigation ended. They say the altered reports contain different conclusions about vehicle damage, speed analysis, and visibility conditions. The defense filed an addendum to a motion for a Franks hearing. They're asking the court to examine whether FHP altered findings to support the arrest warrant. A Franks hearing is scheduled that examines whether warrant affidavits contain false statements or material omissions. A 14-year-old accused of killing 14-year-old Danica Troy will remain in jail. Pending trial, Judge Matt Gordon ordering Kamari Blevins to remain detained after the state presented evidence during a pretrial hearing. Blevins and 16-year-old Gabrielle Williams are both indicted for first-degree premeditated murder. Authorities believe they lured Danica Troy into a wooded area in Pace on November 30th, shot her multiple times, then set her body on fire. The medical examiner determined that Troy had been shot at least 3 times. Judge Gordon said the nature of that crime showed a disregard for community safety. Blevins is scheduled back in court January 8th for an arraignment. A motorcyclist was injured in a vehicle crash last night on Airport Boulevard. That rider was transported to Sacred Heart as a trauma alert patient. However, police do say the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. The crash occurred between 9th Avenue and College Boulevard. Catholic Church officials want Governor Ron DeSantis to pause immigration enforcement activities through the holidays. The bishops of the Catholic Church in Florida made that request yesterday. They say they're worried about people who are here legally getting caught up in deportation efforts. A man's plan to give his kids a Merry Christmas has him facing criminal charges in South Florida. This is this story out of Miami-Dade County. Homestead's Adel Perez was arrested last week in Redland for allegedly stealing avocados from a grove. The sheriff's office there says the man stole about 400 pounds of avocados worth an estimated $800. Perez is charged with grand theft and trespassing on an agricultural site. Deputies say he told them he was planning to sell the avocados to buy Christmas presents for his 2 children. It's 8:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick check on our forecast.
We are going to be looking at plenty of sunshine today with a high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56.
Starting tonight, going into your Wednesday morning, we are expecting some dense fog to move in. Fog could linger into those late morning hours. High Wednesday afternoon near 70 degrees, and by Wednesday night, fog rolls back in, low near 56. Going into your Christmas morning, we are expecting those dense foggy conditions to last through the morning hours with a high near 70 degrees by Christmas afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Wait. Hold on. Say that again.
Except in the studio.
I know. But I can control chaos in here.
Yes, you can.
Okay. So no delays either. Everything's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. We've got 56 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. And taking a look at your money now. Right after the opening bell on Wall Street, we've got the Dow is down about just under a quarter percent at 48,255.02. The S&P is not changed much, up just, well, now down. It changes quickly. Down about a quarter point, actually. 68,78.23. NASDAQ is up just about 10,000. Yeah, a fraction of a tenth of a percent. And that's currently at 23,446.709. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate. We'll see where that's at. It's up just a bit at 4.2% this morning. Gold prices are up 24.10 at 44.93.50. Boy, silver continuing its rise up about 2.5% again at 70.29 right now. And looking at crypto, Bitcoin down just under 687, 571 even. Take a look at a few of our financial headlines here for the morning. Well, the Powerball jackpot rolling over again. No grand prize winner again on Monday night.
That moves it to a staggering $1.7 billion for Christmas Eve's drawing. After taxes, the winner would take home a little over $485 million. A Powerball ticket buyer will need to overcome some astronomical odds of 1 in 292.2 million to win the $1.5 billion prize. Although there were a number of million-dollar winners on Monday, with those tickets selling in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you very much, Monica. Paramount not backing down on their efforts to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount Skydance Corporation yesterday amending its $30 per share all-cash offer to buy the media giant. The amended offer comes just days after Warner Brothers Discovery's board of directors unanimously voted to urge shareholders to reject the bid by Paramount. Paramount says its latest offer aims to address the board's concerns. Larry Ellison, the controlling shareholder of Paramount, is now agreeing to provide an irrevocable personal guarantee of $40.4 billion in equity financing for the offer. And Mercedes-Benz entering into a nearly $150 million multi-state agreement to settle some long-standing allegations. Mercedes-Benz USA and Daimler AG were sued by attorney general from 50 states for selling diesel vehicles equipped with software designed to deceive emissions testing equipment. The company reportedly hid the devices from regulators while marketing the vehicles as being environmentally friendly. And one more story this morning, Spotify has been hacked. A piracy group calling itself Anna's Archive said it's backed up 86 million tracks and the metadata for 256 million tracks, representing more than 99% of Spotify listens. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
If you need to buy or sell a house, you want to make sure that you get somebody who's going to get you all the way through to the end of that process successfully, right? It's not worth your time, your effort, your emotional investment to kind of get almost to closing. You want to get all the way through. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty will make sure that that happens for you. And I know that might seem like a simple thing. Well, can't all realtors get you all the way through? Well, sometimes, okay? But look at the numbers behind their success. A couple of years ago when the market was really hot and basically easy and everybody was selling homes all the time, they were selling over 200 homes a year. Then when, you know, times got a little bit slower and the rates were a little bit higher and people were a little bit more eager to keep their homes, they were selling 175 homes. That's 2 years ago. 165 homes last year. That's still 3 to 4 per week. I mean, that is still a really outrageous number. Well, then this year, when the market has still been kind of sluggish, she says they're almost to 200 by the end of the year, up 30% in a down year. So if you want an expert who really knows how to get the job done and a team that has been successful consistently in easy markets and more difficult markets, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
This is Nikki at Wild Greg Saloon wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
This is Matt Farmer from Wave Men's Health, and I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Motisha with Trustmark Bank wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Hey, this is Dick Appleyard from Appleyard Duncan McCall wishing everyone a wonderful holiday season, and we love working with our friends from Cat Country.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real. Just like I'm really a Santa Claus.
Hi, this is David Wayne, morning news anchor here on News Radio 92.3. And from me and my family to you and yours, I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's time to give peace a chance. And today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings.
I love Christmas.
If only people could see the movements that go along with it.
I mean, it's a whole thing here. It's a
whole show.
It is a show. Matter of fact, it's the morning show with Andrew McKay, except he's not here. He's a lever. And it's just us. It's just us here. It's me and you. It's me and you and Jennifer playing air traffic control, trying really hard to rein me in. And yet here we are. So here we are. John.
Yes.
John, it's been a pleasure serving with you this morning since 5 a.m.
It's been awesome.
It has been a lot of fun. We only have about 20 minutes left before I am exiting stage left and heading off into the wilderness of all the things in the north end.
The wilderness of northern Pensacola.
That's right. Y'all think the bears and Gulf Breeze are scary. You ain't seen nothing until you seen a redneck out here, I'm going to tell you now.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine.
Yes, sir. Speaking of rednecks out here, how's Matt Miracle doing today? Has he popped the question yet? Is he engaged? Are you engaged,
Lord.
Jennifer Harrison?
No.
Well, Matt, listen, Step up your game, buddy. Step up your game. There is a line of men. I got them. They're ready.
Oh, yeah.
The Merry Men or something. I know there's a Christmas song, something about Merry Men.
We could make a country song out of that somewhere.
Speaking of country, you know, I went to the Grand Ole Opry and saw Brent Lane guest host.
Something off his bucket list.
I mean, that was so cool. The energy in the room. It was so incredible. And I brought some friends with me and we had a great time. We had dinner with Mary and Dave and Brent and his family, Angela and Callie, everybody right before the show. And then we did a little VIP tour. I've got a picture of me on the circle, you know, where all of the performers.
They allowed you there?
Yeah, you know, they didn't know who I was. Actually, they did. Oh. Brent Lane goes on stage and says, "Am I state representative?" So I'm like, "No."
No, don't tell them. Don't say my name.
I know. Now everybody's looking at me. Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me. Okay, anyway. So, it's whatever. It's better than being Matt Miracle and not popping the question.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. So, here we are. So,
she has this, her and Craig Heinzman have this plan.
Well, okay. I love
Matt
Craig.
And I are fine.
Yes.
They have a plan.
So speaking of Pastor Craig Heinzman and Marcus Point Baptist Church, you guys don't forget, tomorrow night is the night of, oh, I'm sorry, not tomorrow night. Tonight is at the Wahoo Stadium at 6:30 at Marcus Point Baptist Church is going to do a worship service. And Pastor Godfrey's going to be there. He's going to share the Christmas story. They're going to end the night with fireworks. That's tonight, 6:30 at the Wahoo Stadium. Get out there. Have a good time. Celebrate the real reason for the season, the real reason for the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we are, speaking of birth, fun
but
caveat.
Before we birth anything.
No, you want to do traffic on the fight. There are no accidents. Go ahead.
Well, that traffic report was brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Service. It's now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Speaking of special districts, ECUA is a special district. That is something that the legislature creates and codifies into statute, giving them the full authority on your utilities. So if you have concerns or issues with your utilities and they are not performing to your standards, you can call your state representative and you can tell them all the things about that.
And who would that be?
Well, that would be House District 3, Nathan Boyles, at your service.
Ah.
I'm just kidding. No, ECUA is a great organization. They're doing some good work. And Kevin Stevens is on the board there, and he is one of the most philanthropic people. He just gives.
Kind of
like
partner.
Kevin. See, there's the butcher shop commercial again. I told you Kevin's with us everywhere we go.
Yep.
And get your meats. They got all the meats. Listen, America was not founded on lettuce, okay? It was not. You cannot live, eat, sleep, and breathe a country on lettuce. Go get you some meat. Be a carnivore. Be American. Just be American. Just be American. It's
and go
good.
Get your meat from Kevin.
And go get your meat from Kevin. So, speaking of birth and Jesus Christ and all the things, we have a maternal health task force here in Pensacola that was created a few months ago. Quint Studer was very good morning. I love the festive outfit. Nobody can see you, but I'm going to talk to you as if they can. Quint Studer had a Civicon, Center for Civic Engagement, did an event where they had a bunch of speakers come out and talk about all the things that are going on. And maternal health is a real problem in Escambia County. Our infant mortality rate is some of the worst in the state, as well as our kindergarten readiness scores, as well as our graduation rates. And there's all kinds of things. And it all starts with pregnancy. People know that it starts with the education component and the resources that a lot of these parents need. And so we created this task force because why not? And it has convened a couple of times. We are already taking action. A couple of things that we have determined is we need an education campaign for, are you ready for this? For women who use medical marijuana and are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, pregnant women, do not know that medical marijuana is bad for your baby. you would think that people would know that ultimately anything. I don't even take an Advil when I'm pregnant without permission. Obviously, you're not supposed, actually not obviously, that's not obvious. You are actually not supposed to take Advil when you're pregnant. It's supposed to be Tylenol. There's you a fun fact. But a lot of people don't know that. And so without that guidance from your physician, without having that prenatal care, you don't make the choices that you would have made if you knew that you were supposed to make different choices. And so how do you do that? How do you get parents or potential to be parents engaged and bought into this whole idea that you need to go see a doctor? You know, these people that we're targeting spend a majority of their time just trying to figure out how they're going to get food. Mm-hmm. You know, they spend hours in the day trying to get to food, and people that have food and people that have the jobs that have never been in poverty can't even fathom what that means. They don't even understand. When I say that, there's a lot of listeners that are probably thinking, that's lame. That's stupid. You just go get food.
But if you haven't been there, you don't know.
You don't know. You really don't know. I mean, if you don't have transportation and you don't have a job and you have kids, how do you get to the food bank? Mm-hmm. How do you get there? You don't have transportation. You don't have a job.
How do you get to your doctor's appointments? How do you get to your food?
Exactly.
How do you get to everything?
Exactly. So why would they use the time of their aunt or whoever to watch their kids to go to a doctor when they still need to go get food for the day? Or they need to go to their job or whatever. So teaching people, you know, giving people access to those resources and not making them come to you. A big part of what the task force is talking about, what we're going to be pushing, is bringing the resources into the neighborhoods mm-hmm. with neighborhood people. So finding people within those neighborhoods that can be those advocates and be those voices, and then helping us bring those resources to that neighborhood so that we can provide those things that those women need. And fun fact, the state of Florida has incredible maternal care. We provide a lot of those resources already. We require our Medicaid payers to do certain things, such as supply transportation to the doctor's appointment. Did you know if you're on Medicaid and you need to go for your prenatal appointment that they can pay for your Uber or they can pay for you a ride, such as your health insurance, if you're on Medicaid, will buy your car seat. How many people know that Medicaid will buy you a car seat? There are so many resources that we have required these payers to have in their contracts with the state in order to be participants in the Medicaid program. And people just don't know that those resources exist, or there are barriers that are keeping these parents from being able to access those resources. So this task force isn't really trying to find more money. It's not trying to find. We just need to connect the people with what we currently have, which is.
And educate.
And educate, yes, in a meaningful way. Not me just mansplaining it or, you know, telling right. you what you need to do. It is people buying into that and being a part of that conversation. Did I miss a traffic on the five or something? You got to look. Are
no.
we good? Okay, I'm making
We're
sure.
We're still good. We need to take a quick break, though.
I knew it. See, I knew it. John has always got the stink eye.
No, I don't. I do not.
Nobody knows if I'm being honest or not because they can't see you.
But the real people do.
Oh.
Oh.
I like it. They're going to believe me. I'm number one.
Well,
stink eye John.
You are.
Come on, stink eye John.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Off Pond in Pensacola. When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forge Road in Pensacola. We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years. because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Could only see.
Next time we need a webcam to do.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They can see how,
we could just stream it on TikTok.
Really,
yes. Yes.
Y'all don't even know, man. Christmas is the goat. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go, 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 Jesus. Isn't it amazing?
It's
amazing.
It's
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. How everybody is not excited every day when they wake up is beyond me.
I'm excited.
It's beyond me.
You just can't tell.
It's Jesus' birthday. It's the coolest time of year. It's so cool. And you're playing all of this Christmas music. I'm just so excited. Tonight, you got a really cool event with Marcus Point Baptist Church out at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. Super cool. But I've said Marcus Point like 30 million times, and I haven't said Olive Baptist once, so I have to say it. Olive Baptist, Olive Baptist, Olive Baptist, Olive Baptist. Okay, I said my church more. Pastor Ted Traylor in the house. Ooh, ooh. Okay. All right. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. Okay. So here we go. I got a note while we were on the break. We were talking about the Maternal Health Task Force before we went on break. Mm-hmm. When I realized that I had went over, I apologize, John. It has been my pleasure and an honor to serve with you today,
no,
sir.
No, it's been my pleasure and honor.
Well, I'll give you an autograph, but it will cost you.
Okay.
I don't know what. I'll have to think about it. Maybe a cup of coffee.
Make a donation to your campaign.
Coffee's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Her.
Hey, you know what that just reminded me of? Whitney. For a donation, you will get a signed thing. And she's like, what a great Christmas gift. And I'm like, I actually don't think I've ever gotten it. Wait, oh my gosh, I do have a card from Chip. It's on the wall. I was about to call him out, but he did send me a Christmas card.
I'm glad
card.
You didn't say anything.
I almost did, and then I realized it. But see, this is that count to two thing that we talked about at 5 a.m. If I don't
We've
count
been talking
to,
about it most of
yeah.
the day.
If okay. you don't count to two, then you never know what might come out.
I mean, we may need to increase that, you know,
yeah,
just so it's a little more
that.
Challenging.
If she can't count to two, yeah. she's not going to count anything.
Yeah, I'm not okay. going to count. you know, Jen, that's why she's here. She's just going to uh-huh. keep it real. That's, you know, Danny Zimmer's been a friend for a long time, and he's the count to two person. He said, Michelle, when you get to Tallahassee, please, when you're in the chamber and you have that microphone,
count to
please,
two.
Please promise me two. Please promise me two. I need two. Just two. And then sometimes I don't, and then I made the national news, but it's okay. It's all good. Here we are. We made it. We
Goal,
lived through
goals
it.
For 2026.
Goals for 2026.
Count to two.
Two. No.
Try and count to two.
No, I don't want to. So with the Maternal Health Task
that's
Force.
That's how it's been all morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is exactly right. Somebody said you're not supposed to drink alcohol while pregnant, but women do drink. You're right. And I just want to go back to that. It's the whole point of teaching people why. You know, you can tell people what to do, and sometimes they comply because they have to. But if they don't really understand why, they're not going to do it because yeah. they want to. They're going to do it because they have to. And if nobody's looking, they're going to do what they want to do. So you have to teach these women
why.
And why do we do this? Why do we go to the doctor? Why is prenatal health important? Why is maternal health important? All of these things. And we have a lot of great resources. I look forward to seeing some great success stories from that initiative. I'm not running it. I'm just kind of collaborating and bringing people together. I'm the conduit, so I like to say, just like the Mental Health Task Force, but it's been an honor to be a part of that. We have about 1 minute left. Actually, we don't have 1 minute at all. We got 26 seconds left with you, John.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
I feel honored.
It's the final. You see, you should have played that. Yeah. You guys are going to finally be rid of Michelle and all of her shenanigans this morning, but don't you worry your pretty little head. I'll be back. I will be back. Jen, any final words to say? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus. Yeah. Festivus for the rest of us. It doesn't matter. Happy birthday, Jesus. Till next time.